Sat on launch control. We are go for Apollo 11. The Apollo mission, the flight to land of the first men on the moon. T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11. Tower cleared.
It was 9:32 a.m. on July 16th, Eastern Daylight Time. One of the few fleeting moments that week when all eyes watched and shared in a positive American vision. Apollo 11 was on its way to the moon.
Hey, Houston, Apollo 11, that gave us a magnificent ride.
Roger, 11, we'll pass that on, and it kind of looks like you're well on your way now.
When the moon is in the seventh house,
okay, engine stop. APA at a descent. Host control, both auto descent, engine command override off. And then I'm on.
We're home.
413 is in.
We copy it down, Eagle.
Listen, Tranquility Base here. The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility. We copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue.
Live transmissions from the moon on July 20th, 1969. News anchor Walter Cronkite was sighing in amazement during the live broadcast. With the Eagle safely on the ground, Neil Armstrong was ready to step into history.
Okay, Houston, I'm on the porch.
Roger, Neil.
I'm at the foot of the ladder. The LAM footpads are only depressed in the surface about 1 or 2 inches, although the surface appears to be very, very fine-grained as you get close to it. It's almost like a powder. Down there, it's very fine. I'm going to step off the land now.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
This is the dawning of the
Not everyone was inspired by the moon landing. To the poor, it was a sharp contrast to their daily misery.
Hi, everybody. This is Geddy Lee for RAD. To many of us, drunk driving is something that other people do. Certainly not one of our friends or relatives would do such a thing. When you see someone who's had too much to drink, about to get into a car, urge them to give up the keys and find alternate transportation. Always choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives, you should too.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Mr. Spock, you getting any readings on your instruments?
Yes, sir. There's a tiger burning bright in the forest of the night.
Mr. Spock, I'm trying to
Saturn rings around my head down a road that's Martian red.
This is Jaron Lanier, and you are tuned in to Tears of the Gods, that crazy mixed up mutant freeform sound collage on WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Assumption. I'm a Vulcan. I have no ego to bruise.
Thank you. should hit you in just a few seconds. The supersonic boom should hit you in just a few seconds. The supersonic boom should hit you in just a few seconds. The supersonic boom should hit you in just a few seconds.
This evening, our theme for this Tears of the Gods is Apollo and Dionysus. It's a triple feature for ya, with the band Apollo 440, the seminal German electronic band Kraftwerk, and Brian Eno's Apollos and Atmospheres album. There's our ambiance music. Like right now, with Mata. We kicked off that set with Apollo 440 and Stop the Rock. Pretty much their biggest hit and a really rockin' song in my book. And then it was Amy Winehouse and Rehab. And she's a member of the 27 Club. Dying of, not getting rehab, let's say that. And then a Chuck U remix of the Apollo 11 moon landing and the Actualities and the CBS News reports and Mission Control and Aquarius. And I found that on a special Chuck U production, his Nixon years, a personal reflection. And then a public service message from Geddy Lee about the importance of drinking and not driving, or driving and not drinking. Either one's fine, but not both at the same time, or at approximately the same time. And then it was Japanese band Pizzicato 5 featuring Sato Makoto drinking wine from their Playboy and Playgirl album. And then a live version of The Man Machine from Kraftwerk's Minimum Maximum album. And we finished things off with an Apollo 440 deep cut from Getting High on Your Own Supply. That was Cold Rock the Mic. And started off that set and sending out a special thanks to Jaron Lanier, the father of virtual reality, who I met many years ago at a Harvard bookstore event for one of his books. So the next set is going to be our first and only work by our featured artist's Rush. And you might be asking yourself, well, how's that go? How's it going to be a featured artist? Usually my standards are, I'm going to have three songs, usually, if I'm going to consider somebody to be a featured artist. But on the other hand, when you have epics like what we're going to hear, namely Book 2, Cygnus X1, Book 2, Hemispheres, it's actually the whole side of an album, of a long-playing album. And it's about... It takes off from the last song on their previous album at the time of Farewell to Kings. And Cygnus X1 is a black hole. And this next work, epic mini opera, describes the battle, the tension between logic and passion, Apollo and Dionysus. And it's got some of the most erudite rock lyrics ever written. This case by their... drummer, now unfortunately passed away, but Neil Peart, one of the most intelligent lyricists in all of rock and roll history. And it starts off with the people hanging out and deciding to go follow Apollo and build these fine cities and other big things. But then they get bored and they want a little action, so they follow Dionysus, drinking wine and having a great time. Until, well, then winter comes, and then they've got some big problems. So one guy goes off in his ship, the Rocinante, which is a literary reference to the horse in the novel Don Quixote. And then he goes through the black hole, and they get to Olympus, where the gods realize that the battles they've been having are not for good at all, and they anoint this guy Cygnus, who's going to be the god of balance, and yes, all of that and more in Neil Peart's outstanding lyrics. And I'm going to dedicate this song going out to my fellow WMFO DJ and Rush aficionado, Luke Palin. So let's get this going for you, our final set of this Apollo and Dionysus theme, Tears of the Gods. We're on WMFO in Medford, Tufts freeform, non-commercial community, and even sometimes educational radio. We'll be right back.
disembodied spirit. I am dead and yet I'm born. I have passed into Olympus, as was told, tales of old, to the city of the mortals, marble white and pure as gold.
Thank you. Indicate we are not in time and space as we understand it.
We'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no mere ordinary radio show. It's a sound collage. It's only here on WMFO in Medford. Duff's freeform, non-commercial community, and even sometimes educational radio. As I hope it's been at least just a little bit for you here this evening with our theme of Apollo and Dionysus, celebrating those two ancient Greek gods, the opposing dynamics of logic and emotion and reason versus instinct and mind versus body, with actually our four features. I miscounted. And that last set began with our feature from Rush, the first side of their 1978 album Hemispheres, book two of Cygnus X1. And then it was our featured artists Kraftwerk, the seminal German electronic band so influential on so many musicians and the German godfathers of all of hip-hop. And then it was Apollo 440 with Yo Future from their perfect album Getting High on Your Own Supply. And we're finishing things off with our featured ambiance album Apollo's Atmospheres and Soundtracks from Brian Eno, originally composed to be a soundtrack for a film featuring music from music to accompany documentary footage made by the Apollo astronauts. So Savoir Faire should be coming in with songs from the Squid Pod. And I'm not going to be doing anything here except talking to you a little bit as over this closing ambiance of ours called An Ending, Ascent, which has been used by filmmakers other than those recording space documentaries as closings for their film.
COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.